Hey family, welcome back to another session, Empowerment Sessions. And this is yours truly, your coach, Philip Super. Let's go. So we are back again, and I'm excited as always to be in your space, your place at this time, whatever time this may be for you, after work, before work, morning, midnight, noonday, whatever it may be, I'm glad to be with you. And so as we embark upon this session today, I want to step into something that I believe is vital to your success, to your well-being, to my well-being. And I kind of preempted this on our previous session that this will be our next conversations. And so today, our session is about capacity. So as we talk about capacity, I believe that this is so important because life has a way, if we don't have boundaries, if we don't have disciplines, life has a way of compounding on us demands and expectations. And oftentimes we lose sight of our visions, our goals, and our aspirations. They get lost in the routines and the normalcy and the demands, the everyday expectations of life, whether it's from our job and from our homes or from our family and our friends and our peers, our coworkers, whatever that may be. And so I believe it's important to refocus, to realign, to reset. And a part of that is understanding the capacity that we have. Now, speaking from personal experience, when we talk about capacity, I even think about how that impacts my mental stability, my mental health, and my ability to perform on a high level or not perform on a high level. Capacity speaks to the essence of who we are in life, our ability to intake information, processes, relationships, how we digest and how we handle the various aspects of life that we are faced with on a daily basis, capacity. It is important that we understand not only the fact that capacity is important, but what our capacity is. Are we maxed out? Are we full and we don't have any more capacity? And what are the elements that have consumed us as it relates to our capacity? And so one thing I want to talk about just starting is that when we think about capacity, one of the most crucial parts of evaluating your capacity and understanding what your capacity is to know what's important in your life. What are we making capacity for? And why have we not made capacity or enlarged our capacity? Or why do we not have the capacity for whatever that is? That is important, that is essential, that is vital, that speaks to the essence of who you are, that speaks to your values, that speaks to your goals and your visions and your aspirations, that speaks to the healthy part of you or what the healthy version of you looks like. Not just speaking of mental health or physical health, but your overall well-being, even your spiritual health, just you as a person, as a being, knowing that you have purpose and that your being here, your existence speaks volumes, that there is a reason beyond the fact that your mom and your dad got together and you were consumed. There is reason beyond that, that you are here on this earth. And so let's talk about this capacity. We need capacity, right? The first thing that I want to bring up as it relates to capacity is understanding your capacity and to make room for the things that are necessary and essential in your life. It does require this one thing, and that is letting go. And I realize that letting go is not always easy. Because here's the truth of the matter. Sometimes we let go of the wrong things because we ourselves have embraced the wrong perceptions. We've embraced the wrong perspectives that has caused us to make a decision and think that the problem is another person when the problem is really the process of choosing the people in which we allow in our lives. And so when we talk about letting go speaks more of letting go of a habit, I'm going to stop smoking cigarettes, right? Letting go of people, oh, this person is all gossipy and they're full of drama. You know, they don't bring anything into my life. All those things are valid, but in addition to that, it is the perspectives and the mindsets in which we hold and we entertain and we value and we treasure and we esteem and are a part of the building blocks upon which we live our foundation, than which we live our life, right? And so when we talk about letting go, letting go is not just letting go of people, places, and things, but it could be letting go of some parts of you that you've been holding on to. Letting go of shame, letting go of resentment, letting go of the idea that you will never be, cannot be, and that you are a failure. Letting go of the idea that has been the the substance behind the mental blocks that hinder your productivity, that hinder your progression, that have become the very things that have stifled your belief in yourself, in your abilities, and your giftings and your talents and the ability to manifest and bring to fruition your dreams and the things in which you envision as it relates to your life. Those things that you have held on to that have become the very barriers against you believing and actually reaching forward to the tangibility of better, whatever better looks like for you. And so letting go is essential. I like to think of you having both of your hands full of something because you're holding, let's just say an example, you're holding trash in your hand, right? But I'm trying to give you $1 million. You can't receive what I'm trying to give you until you empty of the non-essential things that you are holding on to. And sometimes we hold on to things not realizing that it is trash because in our minds we have validated it, right? See, that attitude of I'm going to get revenge is trash. I'm telling you why it's trash. Because you spend all of your time, your effort, and your energy towards making someone else feel a certain type of way instead of understanding that that is actually helping to foster something toxic on the inside of you. You're getting delight from seeing someone suffer because of the pain in which that person potentially may or may not have caused you. That's toxic. It's trash, right? When you can take that same energy and focus on your healing, focus on what you've learned from it, focus on how it makes you better, how it sharpened your discernment, how it gave you strategy for wisdom, and how you can now turn around and pour into someone else's life who you see walking that same path and give them the guidance, right, from what you have learned and from what you have come to understand through your experience. Right. So you can take that in which you felt or that was meant to harm you, and you can convert it into something that is good and beneficial, not just for you and in a healthy manner, but it's also good to give to someone else. And so it is important for us to understand that the more in this particular example that we harvest or we hold on to the resentment and the sense of bitterness and so forth, that we can't get the lesson, we can't understand the message, we can't sharpen our discernment because we're so full of those negative toxic things. And it's okay to feel the hurt, it's okay to feel the emotion that the experience brings, but don't let it sit there so long that it becomes toxic for you. It's like fresh fruit that doesn't get consumed and eaten in time, it becomes a rotting fruit. And it begins to attract fruit flies. It begins to attract things that are because of its dying state, because of its toxic state. And it's no longer edible. It's no longer digestible. It needs to be trashed. And there may have been some things that were good for a time and a season, but are no longer valid in your life. They are no longer bringing the things that you needed to bring. They are no longer an asset to your environment. They have become liabilities and they're taking up space, mental space, emotional space, spiritual space, and even your literal space. And it's important for you to understand and identify what those things are and let them go, to release it, to make room, because you cannot receive the freshness of what a new season has to offer you if you're holding on to the garbage, to things that were meant for you to discard in your previous season or even right now in your current season. let it go. Not only do I suggest you let it go, but as we talk about capacity, now it's understanding I'm letting go so that I can gain. So you guys know that I'm a pastor, I'm a preacher, so scripture always comes to mind. I think about one of my favorite passages in Philippians chapter 4 where Paul says, not that I've apprehended, in other words, not that I've been perfected, not that I've got all that I'm seeking to get from God, but I do find myself letting go so that I can apprehend. I let go of the things that are non-essential. And in one point of my life, I thought that they were valid. I thought that they were important. But as I begin to learn and encounter this relationship with God, I understood and understand that those things were a loss. And I let go of those things. I let go of the things that are behind me, and I press forward to the things that are before me. And so the next thing I want to tell you is, in terms of your capacity, you have to be mindful of your direction. You cannot drive a car forward while you've turned your body looking backward. You have to focus on what's ahead of you. The best days and the best of life that is for you is not behind you, it is ahead of you. And oftentimes, if we're not in the right direction, we'll miss out on what is being offered to us, because we're not focused in the right direction. And sometimes our decisions and everything we do is based off of the past. But here's the thing, you have to look forward, because looking forward is going to do this one thing. It's going to expose you to a different experience than what is behind you. I'm going to say that again, that when you focus forward, it exposes you to a different experience than what is behind you. And that's the key thing. We let go of the things that are non-essential so that we can open ourselves up and be exposed to new opportunities, new cultures, new perspectives, new conversations, new language that would help expose us and broaden our perspective, broaden our mindsets, enlarge our vision, and enlarge ultimately our capacity to obtain, to retain, to be able to digest and then begin to manifest and to operate and to execute from a new level of existence, a new level of exposure, a new place of knowledge, because now we've been able to see more, to be exposed to more. So that exposure piece is important. It is absolutely vital for us to understand that exposure is necessary. We cannot live life only from the perspective of our past, but we must engage in our present and our future. When I say engage, I mean we must actively engage with your future. Engage with the new opportunities and the possibilities that are before you. Don't you shoot it down because of what happened last time. Open your horizons and find yourself in a place where you can embrace what is ahead of you, what is right now in front of you, so that you can become more than what you have experienced in your past. You can become now what you envision in your future. There's new elements in the equation. There's something greater that is before you. And I want you to look in the direction of better. Look in the direction of greater. It is not behind you. It is not behind you. It is ahead of you. And that's important because it may seem redundant. It may sound elementary. But the truth is that sometimes none of us, or sometimes we just don't move forward because the only thing that we're rehearsing in our head, the only thing we're envisioning is what was, right? And we use that, and it becomes a part of the blockage that keeps us from apprehending and obtaining to what can be. And this is important. It's absolutely important because we have to get to a place where we're just beyond the things that we've experienced, and we have to accept the fact that newness is ahead of us. Life is ahead of us. The world is changing. Why can't you? Everything around you is changing. Why can't you? Why can't you let go? It's a choice. Why can't you walk into the newness of what life has for you? It's a choice. And so it's absolutely important for us to allow ourselves to be exposed to the newness and the freshness of perspectives, of experiences, of cultures, conversations. And here's the next thing. Learn the language of where you want to be, of where you want to go. be able to articulate and speak it. If you're going into a season of healing, you got to change your language from bitterness and resentfulness, and you've got to learn the language of the healed. What does being healed sound like? What does that communicate? How does that communicate? How does that come across in terms of the verbiage and the conversations that I entertain and the thoughts that I convey and the things that I pull from other people and entertain, not just with other people, but even in my thoughts? What does that language look like? Is there a mantra that I can take on? Is there something I can remind myself every day that you are beautiful, you are loved, you are healthy, you are successful? Is there something that I can remind myself? What does that language look like? Instead of saying, oh, I'm hurting, I'm bitter, I'm so mad, I'm in the process of healing, I'm in the process of recovering, and life gets better for me because the greater is before me, and my life consists of more than what was behind me, but my life is consisting of new opportunities, right? What is the language of the healed? And not just the language for yourself, but also to how you communicate to others, because you may or may not realize, but people can tell where you are by the conversation that you the lack of words, it just escaped me for a second, but by your conversation, it tells where you are in life. It tells your viewpoints, your perspectives. It tells where you are. You can tell a healthy person through their conversation. You can tell if they're emotionally healthy, if they're spiritually healthy. You can tell through their conversation. And it's important that you understand the language of where you want to be. And I understand that you may be going through the process right now, but understand that you learning that language is a part of you embracing that process, and it is a part of you bringing that into fruition, bringing it to manifestation. You're cultivating and creating the reality that you are seeking, that you are desiring, that you visualize. And here's the other one. So we talked about the letting go. We talked about exposing yourself, right, to more than just the repeated scenarios and reruns of what has been, but expose yourself to the newness of what can be and what is the possibilities outside your normal environment, people who have different perspectives, people who have different experiences, people who have the ability to open your eyes to different strategies that you may have never considered because you didn't know they exist, doors and avenues that you didn't know exist because in your past you were never exposed to it. This is the time where you expose yourself to a new pathway, to a new career, to new thought patterns, new thinking. And I'm speaking directly to you because you may have gotten comfortable because that in which you've operated in the past has been successful. But what if the future is requiring something different from you? Success on another level, thinking on another level, execution on another level. That means that you have to rise above where you've been. You have to step above and outside of the comfort of what you know and embrace newness. Embrace newness. So there's the letting go. There's the exposure and the embracing of newness. There's also learning the linguistics for the places that you want to be, the linguistics of your future, the language of your future, and being able to articulate it. But also there is the ability to see the vision, to understand, to own the vision that is before you. To be able to own that vision so much that it becomes a part of your DNA and the construct of your anatomy. It becomes who you are, what you communicate. It is all about that vision. And why do I say that? Because it is important that you understand the significance of your focus. The Bible says that the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And I want you to take note of this, that there were some things, there were some people, there are some situations, and there are some opportunities in life and to experiences that in life that have not come to propel you, to push you forward, to help you grow, to help you get this, to that goal, to help you hit that target, to help you manifest that dream and make it a reality. No, these things have come to pull you away, to divert your attention, to drain your strength, to steal your confidence, right? To divert your plans and to distort your imagination, to steal your clarity. There are some things that are coming in your life to do that in particular, to steal, to kill, and to destroy, right? To kill your confidence, to destroy, right? The vision that you have already aspired to, right? To steal to steal the clarity and the soundness of mind, and even the desire to drain you of your strength, to divert your attention and to reconstruct the thoughts that you have fought so hard to get to, the things that you have disassociated yourself from. These things are coming back in your life to try to bring you to reconnect to oldness, to things that are non-essential, things that are not important, things that are not giving life, things that are not speaking life. They're just time wasters. They're holders. And they're there trying to take up illegal space because they really don't belong in your life, but they're seeking entryway into your life. And they want to use your vulnerabilities, your desire for love, your desire for success, the things that you rightfully desire. There are some people, situations, and experiences in your life that are coming to take advantage of that. Why? So they can steal that ability that you have to move forward, to take away your focus and your clarity and your strength and the motivation and the drive and the confidence that you need to go to where you want to go. So it is important that you keep the vision before you, that you stay focused, that you stay focused, that you stay focused on the vision, that you understand that you are the lifeline of your vision, that you are the essence of your vision, because the vision is birthed on the from the desire inside of you. Whatever that vision is, whether it's to cultivate that healthy marriage, whether it is to change what parenthood has looked like in your family, whether it's to be the first to graduate from your family, what is to be that entrepreneur, to take that step, that leap of faith, right? To take that mental shift to the next level, to step out into the unknown and cultivate and create something where others have been afraid to walk into the voidness of society and know that they have the power and the ability to create, to cultivate, to maintain, to sustain, and to cause, to scale. It is important that whatever your vision is, that you own it, that you walk in it, that you make sure that vision is one with you, and you don't let other people talk you out of the vision that you have. Because here's the reality of it. When you're focused on the vision, you must understand the significance of the vision. Hold on to the why behind that vision, the significance of it, the why behind it, right? The reasoning behind this vision, its validation is coming from you. And understand that the strategy and the pathway to obtaining the manifestation of that, then the fruition of that vision may change. The pathway may change. The strategy may change. The people may change. But the vision is what you're going after. So you have to be flexible enough to adjust to the times and the demands and the requirements and what that vision is calling, what your future is calling forth out of you. But you must be rigid enough to hold on to the vision itself, to understand that there is a reason why this better part of who I am is envisioned, is a part of my vision. There's a reason why this successful parenting position is what I'm seeking after. There's a reason why I'm seeking to step outside of the 9-to-5. And you may be comfortable with the 9-to-5, but there's a reason why you're looking for that promotion. There's a reason why you're going after the more successful version of you. There's a reason why you're going after the more healthy version of you as it relates to your mental health, your spiritual health, your physical health. There is a reason. And so you must understand the strategies may change, but don't change the vision. Understand it, hold on to it, and own it, because that is powerful in itself. It is powerful. So don't you be dismayed. Don't you be deterred by how things may change around you. I said it earlier. The world is changing. Why shouldn't you change for the better? Understand that your capacity is essential to whether or not you bring to fruition that in which you're seeking and you're desiring and you're aspiring after. So when it comes to capacity, identify and know what you must let go. And then expose yourself to the necessary things that are going to help propel you, strengthen you, motivate you, that are going to give you wisdom and strategy and discernment that is needed for that next level. Learn the language of your next level. Quit speaking an old, inadequate language of the past that creates a mental wall and a language barrier gap between your present and your future. Learn the language of where you want to be. Not only that, but hold on to the vision. Hold on to the vision. Stay focused on the vision and be rigid enough to know that, no, this vision is for me. It is obtainable, but be flexible enough to understand that the strategies may change. The people may change. The variations or the elements that help me get there may change. My conversations may change, but it doesn't mean that my vision is not obtainable. It just means the strategies and those elements have changed. But it. Hold on to it. Listen, I pray that this has blessed you. Take some moments and some time to reflect, to pull the nuggets that are thoughtful, that are meant for you. Begin to write them down and begin to implement them into your life. Don't let life rob you of your purpose, of your calling, of your strength, of your ability to rewrite the book, to close the chapter, to write a new one, to create a trilogy. It's your Power With Me coach, Philip Subaru. Let's go. Don't forget to subscribe and also share this podcast with somebody that you know will benefit from it greatly. I'll see you at the next session.